Hello and welcome to the Monday, January 4th, 2016 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The DA stayed busy over the holidays and published the two diaries. The second one I think is in particular interesting here. It deals with MIME files. If you receive a malicious document as an email attachment, it's probably MIME encoded. So with that, you need to be particularly careful in how you extract the malicious file. Well, the DA has a tool for you here, EML Dump, that will allow you to extract the MIME attachment and analyze it using his other suite of tools. Also, a couple tips on how to get rid of some gibberish and such in the beginning. Good read. So if you deal with malware analysis, as usual, Didier's diaries are always a worthwhile read. And Microsoft now joins other cloud-based email providers with a warning if they believe that the account is subject to a state-sponsored attack. Now, Microsoft doesn't outline specifically what criteria they're applying to consider an attack state-sponsored. I assume they're going by the standard indicators that have typically been associated with these type of attacks, but either way, they will warn you and they will suggest that you do enable, for example, two-factor authentication or that you use a stronger password. State-sponsored attacks are, of course, not necessarily due to specific malware being sent to the account, but it could also be fairly persistent password brute forcing or, for example, SSL man-in-the-middle attacks. That, of course, is something that Microsoft may be able to detect. I'm not sure if you're familiar with securityheaders.io, pretty neat site, similar to the famous SSL Labs website. Instead of testing your SSL configuration, it will test your web server's headers and check if any security relevant headers are included. Now, there is a nice little blog post here by Diogo Monica, who does describe how to improve your rating with that site. I see it as a pretty easy, cheap win to improve your headers somewhat. Doesn't really make a huge difference, but given the small effort it usually takes, it's really usually well worth it. Now, with these headers, the one I personally always have the most problem with is the content security policy for an existing and complex site as our Storm Center website, even though we try to improve that somewhat more recently. On the other hand, well, I still managed an A+ with a little bit cheating here if you look at the headers a bit more carefully. But a B grade should certainly be within reach for pretty much any website. And since I mentioned SSL, a new paper about attacking SSL, don't really think it's as practical as some of the other attacks, but essentially what it comes down to is that they're looking at the length of the response, and with that they deduct the part of or the length of the unknown part that they're trying to decrypt. Has been done in the past with Ajax search engines and the like, that refill based on keystrokes. That was certainly a somewhat more practical attack. In this particular case, it probably works in very specific instances, and they describe a couple here in their paper. At least they gave it a cute name and call it the HTTPS bicycle attack. Probably not a bad idea to add a little bit of random length content to a page or even add that to a header. And that's it for today. Just a quick reminder, we do have two surveys running for year end to help us get better. Take a look, please, at the two surveys. The first one I announced, I think a week or so ago, about how to submit logs, and the second one just to improve the site in general. Thanks, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.